is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
Hi friends, this is Steve Shah, owner of Nature's Pavilion. We are a family-owned and operated natural food market and nutritional store for 15 years, located at 564 Route 23 North, in Pompton Plains, New Jersey. We offer complimentary one-on-one customer support and advice to educate our guests with the health benefits of organic diets, green living, and proper supplementation for all your family's health and diet needs. This is the place where health-conscious consumers shop and doctors recommend. We also feature New Jersey's largest gluten-free product offerings. We are adding hundreds of new products every week. Visit us online at naturespavilion.net or call us at 973-831-5804. Hope to see you soon.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. On today's show, we have a very special guest. His name is Peter Fightfoot, and he is now 17, and he was diagnosed with autism as a young boy. So we'd like to welcome Peter to the program. Welcome to the program, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on today with us. So, you know,
it's being on the show.
So, Peter, tell me a little bit about it, what you remember as a child. You know, some of the struggles you had. You know, growing up with autism.
Well, first of all, what people don't understand about autism is it's a physical, but it's also mental and neurological disorder. And one of the things that my family first had to do was, I had obsessions with television, so after the first 2 years, what they had to do was they had to shut off the television. So that was one of the first things that was a main priority. Growing with autism is very difficult, but you need to have conviction, just like everything else, and you need to have confidence. And if you have conviction and you're confident, and you work hard and have a good relationship with other adults in your family, it can really benefit you. My parents are very, very hardworking people. And so they fought the district who was trying to put me in special education programs, and I've always been in normal classes. And so they fought the district, went to court, and everybody was, and we found people that were great people for me. So the adults and the therapists and the parents and me, we worked together, we worked and we did better than the best we could, and now 16 years later, 17, I'm here, and I and I'm going to be a junior in high school, and I will be continuing attending Jefferson Township High School in normal classes. Actually, I'll be in honors history, and I will be running for my third year of Jefferson's Falcons cross-country and track teams, and I will be trying out for the Jefferson basketball team. So, you know, it just progresses and see what we can do from here.
No, that's great. And you know, Peter, you're such an inspiration to so many people out there by sharing your story with us, because we know it wasn't always easy. And if you don't mind sharing with, you know, some of your challenges that you had that were really hard for you to overcome, I guess, being in neurotypical schools.
It's always challenging. One of the challenging things is you need to learn how to communicate. And little kids will take you as you are, but if you're shown different and you can't communicate well, it's a real problem. And that's the harder problem than education. Everybody talks about all these kids with disabilities, they're not smart education-wise. That's great. You can teach somebody education pretty easily. Just teach them to read, give a kid a book, and they'll learn probably better than you or faster than you. But that's not the main challenge for me. For me, it's socialization, which I've now gotten better at. You have to learn to teach a kid how to be better talking to people and be better socializing, because I'm fortunate. I have a lot of neurotypical friends that are really good with me, and one of my main challenges was to stop talking about the same thing over and over again and start listening to people and not talk to myself and not be doing the same thing and not be just sitting by myself and start being more engaging, trying to talk to people, being more social. And once that came into play, it really helped me.
Wow. You know, that's some great advice, because, you know, that's probably one of the biggest challenges is the social interaction and, you know, I guess knowing what's proper and what's not proper, conversations and different things that had to be really hard for you.
Yeah, well, it is, but you keep on going with it, and you need to have supports and people. I want to just get down to this right now so people will understand what supports are. Supports are things in class or socialization that will help you. So if you need technology or whatever your supports may be to help you succeed in life, but supports are also people, which people don't understand. Supports can be your parents, which they are, because great parents are what you need to succeed. But supports can also be teachers, and aid if you need aid. Not everyone needs an aid, which people need to understand, or other people that are hired to help you and assist in certain programs. So supports are essential to being more successful if you have a disability, or if you don't, but mainly if you have a disability. One of the things my parents have been looking at is colleges, and people don't understand this, but I'm very confident I will be attending a college when I graduate from high school. So one of the things we're looking for are colleges with supports so that they don't abandon ship once I get there. So if people need to help me with certain things as it's a big adjustment, well, then I'll have people there.
Oh, that's very important. And it's, you know what, that's a great message, because if there's anybody listening, Peter, that may be able to help a university or a college, you know, make sure they have the right support structure so that when people have a challenge like yourself, you know, they have the right support, because that seems to be the most important thing. You know, Peter, tell us a little bit about some of your talents. Do you have any, like, special talents you like to do or interests or something you enjoy?
Yeah, one of my interests, I have many interests. Well, first of all, we'll start off with my early life. When I was becoming really getting into this disability, one of the things that I was taught was to read at a very young age. Most neurotypical kids are taught to read at five. I started reading books and understanding them at age 3.
Wow.
And reading books are something that really motivate me. I like to read, but another of my interests are I like to play sports. I understand sports more than many people that I know, and I play sports. I play basketball, and I run cross country, and I run track. And I'm also motivated by music. I like listening to music. That's another one of my main things. And I like playing video games. So those are some of my interests and hobbies. One of the two jobs that I'm seriously looking at, I'm very interested in world history and science, as I said, history honors. But the two jobs that I've been looking at are to be a lawyer, particularly a criminal justice defense lawyer, or a sports announcer, particularly a main commentator at a football game.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, the sky's the limit, Peter. You can do anything of those that you want to do. It's the sky's the limit, you know?
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, I guess what can you say to individuals like yourself that may have, you know, some struggles and stuff? And I guess, like, the biggest thing you hit the nail on the head was about support. What if someone doesn't have a good support system? What can they do? Any advice?
Well, listen to everyone. Try to listen to... It depends on the situation, but try to listen to your parents and listen to your teachers. Try to talk to them and say, hey, and this is my situation. Tell them what you like. Tell them what you want to do. And this is my situation. And I want to do this and this. And tell them that I need help with this. And the teachers or adults can look into programs or whatnot to help you. But it all comes down to, it's a trifecta. The parents, the adults slash teachers, and the child have to have a great relationship with each other to continue. And you may need to fire certain people, or you may need to connect more with your parents, or there's a lot of pieces that have to fall in place, and it's extremely hard. It doesn't happen with many people, but there are certain pieces that have to fall in place for someone to get the great education and whatnot needed to succeed in life. In fact, there are many people that start out great who are neurotypical, and they just fall apart because it's support. They don't have a great support. This is why you hear about people. And it's also resolve. It's why you hear about people that come from these poor areas of the world and of the country, like areas with extreme poverty, like areas in the Caribbean or Africa, or areas of in like Jamaica, Queens, or places, or even places that are not bad areas, where they come either from nothing or it's very hard for them, and they find a way to just go get into life, and they find a way to achieve their dreams. And there are those people that just don't have enough support that they can't do that. Or there are people who have a lot of support that don't get it done, and there are people who have a lot of support that get it done. So it's all in a way in how you handle yourself. And once you're about, even if you're still a minor, once you're about 10 or 12, you're going to have to start being a little more independent and start making decisions for yourself. And if you make the right ones, well, you might land up doing something incredible.
Well, I'm sure that, Peter, we're going to hear some amazing things from you in the future of things that you're accomplished, because you're very wise for a 17-year-old, way advanced for your age, for sure. You know, some of the topics that you're discussing about, you know, support, and most kids wouldn't even think about that. They don't think about that.
I just want to correct you on one of the things. I'm actually 16. I'm not 17 yet.
Oh, you're almost 17. I'm sorry.
It's fine. No, it's fine. It doesn't matter. I'm just clearing that up. Now, what were you saying again?
So, you know, it makes it, you know, some kids just don't have, you know, the thought process that you do. I mean, the way you think, like, you know, you're talking like you're an older gentleman. You know, you're very wise for your age. And is that something that you learned from your parents, or is that just something you naturally had?
It's a little bit of three things. It's a little bit of things that I pick up from learning from the internet of books, and it's also something I learned from my parents, and it's a little bit something that you just have. Sometimes you have certain gifts, and some of my gifts are I just knowledgeable, and I can retain and remember information, so that's one of the things that helped me.
Yeah, so you have a true gift. You definitely have a true gift, and you know, people need to see this gift, Peter. You're a very talented young man who has a lot to offer this world. And hopefully, I think you'll be able to achieve all your dreams and anything that you want in your life, for sure. You know, if you had the number one choice, what would you choose? If you could pick any of the things that you wanted to do, what would you pick?
The two things that I said?
Yes. What would you prefer to do more than anything?
I would prefer a sports commentator. I would prefer to be, if you know Jim Nance, is anybody who's listening to this, Jim Nance is on the CBS main NFL team, main commentator, and he was actually commentating the Super Bowl last year, so since he's been doing it for a few years, I would like to be the next of him. I would like to be there in the booth and be announcing or commentating main sports events. That's what I live to do. I watch nearly every sport. I have a bunch of favorite teams for nearly every sport, and I don't know if I say I idolize them, but I really respect what they do, and I would love to be in their shoes and be the one who goes down and commentating some of the incredible games. Like he commentated last year's Super Bowl where the Broncos beat the Panthers, and he commentated some other Super Bowls, and he really is a great guy and is a great announcer, so I would love to be one of the next ones of him. And he is actually very revered already, only been in CBS for about 20 years. He's revered there as one of the great announcers.
Wow, yeah, no, he is incredible. I agree with you there for sure. You know, so we want to, Peter, we want to let anybody know that's listening to you that any shot in broadcasting, you know, here's your audition. You have a chance. You know, one of these days we'll see if we can set up a queue for you and maybe show you footage of a game and you can actually commentate on it as a sample.
That would be awesome.
Submit it to one of the studios, maybe. You know, you never know. Is there any opportunities in your own high school that might be doing the football games to possibly commentate? I know a lot of the games today are on MSG Varsity. Is there any possibility you can try out for something like that?
Not for our school, but what they do is they have a show that they believe seniors do. I'm going to be a junior. The seniors go up, and some of them will go in this announcement, and they do morning announcements, and one of the guys that tells, he doesn't commentate, but he says what's happening with the school, what's happening with the sports teams. Like he says the score and the players and what they did. And so one of the funny things is I'll sit there and he'll say, today the boys cross country team did this, this, and this. And I'm like, oh, ha-ha, I finished eighth. But anyway, it would be a very cool job to do, to be in there. And that helps because when you go to college, you say, I've done some announcing. So when you go abroad, so when you go to communications and broadcasting, oh, I've done communications for a year. Oh, I've done the school announcements, so I kind of know my way around a studio a little bit. So that's what I like to do, and then I can have a better chance through announcing. There are some schools I'm looking at that have announcing. Capabilities, and there are two schools I'm looking at, George Mason University in New York, and Texas Christian University in Fort Worth. They have interns that work with the commentating booths of the respective teams. So for George Mason, they have groups that work with the Redskins, the Nationals, the Capitals, the Wizards, DC united all the DC teams. And TCU, they have people who work with the Cowboys, the Texas Rangers, Dallas Football Club, the Mavericks and the Stars. And so to work and work my way up, because it takes a long time. You don't go to CBS and say, oh, I'm going to be a content. No, you got to work your way up. You got to intern. You got to work. I consider myself a hard worker. So I'd love to go to one of those colleges and work my way up to being one of that.
Well, definitely we're going to try to help you make that happen for sure, Peter. We'll do whatever we can here at Autism Radio to see who we can contact, maybe get you an opportunity doing some broadcasting. And we'd like to even myself extend a possible maybe be my co-host for a little while.
That'd be pretty cool.
You know, we could do a few shows together, and you can come up with some questions for some of our guests. Maybe we'll set something up where we can do that one day. And this way you can hone your skills. And like you said, you can put it on your resume so that when you do go to school, it all helps at the end of the day. So, but we're really excited to hear your story. It's very inspirational. You're just an amazing young man. You know, you have a lot, you're years ahead of so many people, the way you think and your thought process is just quite amazing. And you should be very proud of yourself. And obviously, you know, you have wonderful parents that give you a lot of support, which is really huge. That makes a big difference for sure. You know, as parents advocating for their kids. And I think that's a big message that you kind of spread out there, you know, to a lot of parents, you know, because there's a lot of parents that, you know, might be afraid to send their kids to a, you know, typical high school. And you know, if they're on the fence, and you know, you're proof that, you know what, don't be afraid, take that jump. You know, it's going to benefit them in the long run to give them more opportunities.
One of the things about that is, it's not something many people can do, and it may be something you want to do, but it has a lot to do with everything. It has a lot to do with the kid. It has a lot to do with parents. It also has a lot to do with money. And if you're afraid, I don't really blame you. But if you have the courage and you have the drive and you know you have the kid and you have the adults and the support, well, go for it. There's nothing holding you back. In fact, I would be annoyed at not the people that know that want to and know they don't have it, but the people that have everything placed and they're just not courageous enough. Even if you're not courageous enough, you have all the pieces. Well, you got to put it together to make a puzzle. You got to go there, and you got to take a shot, take a chance, and you got to see if you can actually really have a kid that goes up and does anything he wants, anything his mind and his heart desires. And if he really is destined to help our world succeed, though, then be it.
That's great, and that's a great message to leave our listeners with for sure. You know, you're just such an inspiration, man, and we could just talk to you all day long. You know, you have so much information, and just, you know, I think you have a natural gift of being an announcer, you know, or broadcasting on radio for sure, is in your future for sure. And we'll be really excited to, you know, to follow up with you and see how you do. You know, I'll give you my email and you can reach out to me anytime, and, definitely love to have you come back on again and share some great stories and spread some words of wisdom for everybody out there. So we'd like to thank you, Peter, for coming on today on our program.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a real pleasure, and, you know, just an amazing accomplishments. And like I said, we're really excited for your future. It looks very bright. And you're going to help lead the way for a lot of individuals on the spectrum as well, you know, from your teaching the ways, you know, and how to navigate through some of the challenges. It's very, very important. So, but we'd like to thank Peter Fifoot for spending some time with us on Hope Saves the Day today and really shining some spotlight on, you know, what it's like growing up with autism and some of the challenges and being able to overcome a lot of things and just a great wealth of knowledge and just very inspirational, and it's truly an honor to have you on today. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So we'd like to thank all our listeners, as always, for the continued support here on the program on Hope Saves the Day. We'd like to wish everyone a great week. Until next time, everybody, Hope Saves the Day. Goodbye, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day.